from yesterday's shir. We spoke about yesterday the din of Love Eved Ish Lish Malve, right? Good title for the shir, thanks to Jake. And we discussed the relationship between the Malve and the Love. Does this go beyond to any other relationships of people claiming money from one another, a Gazlin, a Nigzal? How far are we willing to expand such a relationship? The Yadarma limited to just the Malve-Lover relationship. The Rush, the Rambam expanded it. Perhaps Rashi also expanded it based on the Svar of Mani Yotza Amana. So how far are you willing to expand it? Which cases are considered like a Malve and Lover and a Gazlan and Nigzal? So Rabbeinu Meir Simcha in his Chidushim Baba Kama Daf Kuv Yud Beis Mabeis, he says that this only extends itself to things like Nizikin, where you're Meshubad one to the next, where there's a Shibud of some sort, a Gazlan, a Mazik, a Malva. But he says any place where there's a Knas, Kmol, Khati Nezek, in other cases, there's no Shibud when it comes to Knas. There's no relationship. I might owe you money, I might owe you a Knas. That Knas does not create the Shibud with one another. A Knas with it's a whole other shear, but the Knas is something that's created by the basin, not so much created by the actions that were done between the two people. And therefore, Meir Simcha writes that a Knas does not create one person over the next. No one person has a right to choose a basin over the other person. But when it comes to Nezikin, where I do an action of damaging your item or object or anything you own, then there's a Shibud inherent in that action where I'm a Shibud to you. And if you want to go to a certain place, you have the upper hand. But this does not extend itself to Knasel. So that's how I forgot to mention yesterday's shir. Okay, so now today's shir about defining what exactly is a base of ad, that if whoever's fighting the Bali Dinim, one of them want to go to the base of ad, so in certain instances we allow them to go to the base of ad. And the question is, a couple of questions. First of all, what is considered a base of ad? Secondly, what's the reason why we're allowed to go to a base of ad? So we don't have to read the Gemara inside. We already read it yesterday, or a couple days ago, whenever it was. Yesterday, I think we read it. So Rashi on the Gemara that says Tokev es chavero bedin, someone was a bit aggressive in fighting somebody else in a certain case. Rashi writes Tokev es chavero bedin bal din kosh, a very difficult, aggressive type of bal din. Umatriach es chavero, he's giving his chaver a lot of difficulty. Vein rotze chavero lo dun kan, his friend doesn't want to. I don't want to deal with this court case in this city for whatever reason. Elul Mokum Vad. He wants to go to Mokum Vad. What's a Mokum Vad? Rashi says, a Mokum Vad Tamidei Chachamim Harbe. Where there are a lot of Tamidei Chachamim sitting around. Why? Sheyehei Zeh Bosh Mehem. So this aggressive Baldin could be embarrassed by them. So we see two important things in Rashi. One is, what is the definition of a Mokum Vad? Beis Avad, it's a Mokum of Kibbutz Chachamim. And secondly, the reason why is because hopefully I'll embarrass this guy, make him buckle under the pressure of the surroundings, and not be so aggressive, and we could have hopefully a fair court case. Yoni was asking me before, what does it mean to have, get embarrassed by another basin? So either it means that the tokiv, the very aggressive Baal Din, is going to be a little embarrassed, he'll be a little calmer and be a little more normal and emistic in terms of his approach and his arguments he's stating. Or perhaps it could be for the other person, the guy, the Baal Din, who's a little weaker, to make him feel more comfortable and give him a little more confidence and strength to fight for himself, as opposed to feeling very subordinated by this tokif of this chaver. So again, that's base avad, makom avad, and that's exactly the reason why. Now, the Rebbeinu Chananel and Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph, when recording the Gemara, he defines base avad as what? How does he define it, a base avad? Anybody? Bezin Hagadol. It's Bezin Hagadol against Rashi. The question is why, or what's the machlokas in Rashi, whether this Makom Vad is a kibbutz chachamim, a place of gathering, or it's a based in Hagadol. Who else learns like the Rebbeinu Chananel? Rambam. Right. You should keep this in mind. The Rambam almost always has the girsa of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, as being the biggest Gaon that we use of the Gaonim, and has on the side of the page, oftentimes the Rambam has the girsa of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Chananel. So it's no surprise the Rambam writes here also Beis Avad understands it like Rabbi Chanano, that's based in Haggadah. So the Rambam wears this in Perek Vav of Hilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Shnaim shenis asmu badin. Two people are fighting. Echad omer nidon kan. One person says, let's go to court here. Ve'echad omer na'ala l'beis din ha'gadol. Let's go to the beis din ha'gadol. The beis din ha'gadol. Not a beis din that's more gadol, but the beis din ha'gadol in Yerushalayim. What's the reason? Why does he want to go to beis din ha'gadol? What does the Rambam write? Right. Maybe they're going to make a mistake. Here in Woodmere, with all due respect, the Rabbanim are great, but they're not like the beis din ha'gadol. And I don't want them to make a mistake. So let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol, where I know for sure these are the top dayanim, and we're going to get the real psak from the Beis Din HaGadol. So that's the definition of the Rambam of Makom Vad. It's based, the Beis Din HaGadol, and secondly, it's because they might make a mistake. That's Machlokas, two-way Machlokas Rashi versus the Rambam. So now in defining why there might be a mistake, which type of Beis Din could you go to? Is it only Beis Din HaGadol? Is it perhaps, is there anything in between? For, let's say for the Rambam, let's say let's say like a little more conceptual now. For Rashi, who says it's all about boshes, or it's all about embarrassment. So which type of place could you go to? He says, Makom Kibbutz Chachamim. Is it because of the chachma that's there? Because the chachma, the greatness of the chachma of the people that are there, it's going to intimidate the aggressive fighter? Or is it because a certain darga, a certain stature in which this makom has? It's a makom avad. It's a chashuva place, and that's going to intimidate a person. When you walk into the White House or the Capitol or one of these federal buildings of some sort, it's very intimidating. Although the people there may not be chachamim, or maybe they are, but it's not necessarily because the chachamim are there, it's because it's a chashuv place. It's in a madrega much higher than the place here in Woodmere. So from Rashi and the Rambam, he doesn't tell us whether it's talay b'chachma or whether it's talay on the madrega which they stand. The Rambam seems to limit it to a base in Haggadah, something on a madrega that's higher up. Rashi doesn't tell us whether it's about madrega or whether it's about chachma, yeah.
Whether it's a Tanakh, whether you hold it a Madriga, or you hold it Chachma, Beis HaGadol, and Beis HaGadol have both of them.
Well, so I'm not so sure. Let's see if we can find the Nafkamina, and then we'll come back to those cases. Anybody see the Ran? The Ran in the Mask of Afilu? No one else saw the Ran? You guys don't have the Rans? Or I have a Ran if you want to borrow it.
We got burnt down from the Ran from last time.
What? You didn't have a good time from the Ran last time?
We got burnt out.
Burnt out, okay. Sorry to hear that. You missed out on a very good Ran. So the Ran in Dibur Maskel Va'afilu, this is, by the way, the last day of this topic. I know guys are itching to move on. So this is the last day of this topic. We'll go into a nice, cute topic. The next one's a nice one-day topic. I could call it sugar cute, right? So the Ran quotes a Ramban here. And he says as follows. If the Malva says, I want to go to Makom based in Chachamim, Gedolim, Yosem, and based in Shabira. I want to go to a place that has more Chachma than the one that's in your city. You listen to them. Afagav de lesse Beis Havad. Even though it does not have a stature, a title of Beis Havad. Beis Havad is a formal title given to certain places. Now, I don't know what the criteria is for that. Maybe it has to be part of the whole based in system, the whole hierarchy or the shofetim shodrin type of system. But if I want to go to some type of place where there are great gedolim, greater than those here in Woodmere, you listen to the malva, even though it's not a beis avad, it has no stature, which he probably understands beis avad to mean based in Haggadah. That although the Gemara says based in beis avad, which the Ramban thinks is based in Haggadah, it's lav dafka based in Haggadah. I could also drag the guy to a based in Chachamim Yoser. In other words, what's the whole thing tali on, according to the Ramban? Chachma, exactly. It's all about Chachma. But then the Ran goes on to quote Rabbeinu David. We're going to see him quoting Rabbeinu David all over Sanhedrin. The Ran says, V'yesh mishis over, others hold, however, that's dafka the base of Ad. Only to a base of Ad. But if he says, let's go to a base din that's in a different city, even though it's Gadol based in Shal'ir, or even though it's greater in Chachma than the based in our city, ain't Shomim Lo. L'chein Das Rabbeinu David Hamida. So, how does the Ran quoting Rabbeinu David understand? What's it all tally on? Stature. The Madrega. Which level in the hierarchy this based in fits.
We're saying the Ran is also that Chachma?
So, we didn't say just yet. We just say right now, the Rambam says the concern is Shem Yitu, and the base of our definition is based in Haggadah.
You think Shem Yitu can also mean possibly do with stature?
So let's talk about that question. Now we have at least the Machlokas in the Ran, two opinions, whether it's all Talay on Chachma, or is it Talay on Chashivus, let's call it. So how does this match up to the Machlokas of the reasoning why it could drag him to the base of our? The two reasons why you could drag the other Baal Din to the base of Ad. Either like Rashi, because I want to intimidate him, or like the Rambam, Shem Yitu, they might make a mistake. So how do you line that up with the definitions of if it's Talion Chachma or Talion Chashivas?
Chashivas is Busha.
Right. I would think so also. If it's all about Busha, intimidation, so I think it's all about chashivas. I could drag him to some capital building, some federal building of some sort, and the guy's going to feel this awe of being in this huge building, although the people there may or may not be chachamim, but the very chashivas, you dress a certain way, you feel a certain way. It's all about chashivas.
Well, Rashad says it is a base of chachamim. Not to exclude that.
So one second. And let's do the other side. We'll get into Rashi and the Rambam in a second. But now the other side, if it's all about the reason is Shema Yitu, they might make a mistake. So then it's all about Chachma. Because people who are greater, so of course there'll probably be less mistakes. So that would be Nachok, so the 2 days in Iran, whether it's based in Avad Dafka, it's Tali and Chashivas, or Tali and Chachma. Now let's go back to Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi understands that it's all about creating this embarrassment, intimidation factor. And he defines a base Havad as a Mokum Kibbutz Chachamim. So what do you want to say on that, Yoni?
Are we just saying that it's really just the place itself? Saying, like you go out of his way to mention it is a place of Chachamim. Or saying it's a place of Chachamim, just that's not what the main factor is?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it was making it sound like that, like according to that side, it's nothing to do with like the people there at all. It just has to do with like the, I don't know, whatever, the building or the status of the building, whatever. Rashi puts a little bit of emphasis on the people there as well, and their knowledge, whatever.
Why?
Well, necessarily just not the Iker.
It could be that the Talmid Chachamim that are there give it a shame Makom Havad. Right. For the Rashi, it's about Makom, the place, the Makom Chashivas. I think it's consistent. It's Makom Chashivas. But it doesn't have to be necessarily a formal place like a base in a gadol. If there's a base medrash where people get together to learn, that also could create a certain level of chashivas. The chachma that's there creates chashivas, but it's ultimately the chashivas that creates the intimidation factor. So while before we said, well, if it's more about creating intimidation factor, so you need a base in a gadol, perhaps, like a formal type of building. For Rashi, it sounds like you don't necessarily need like a formal title for the building. A makom vad, which may be less than a based in a gadol, you just need a makom where people gather together, which creates this certain atmosphere of chashivas. Is that clear, people? Now, for the Rambam, what would you say about the Rambam now? The Rambam says the reason is because they might make a mistake, and therefore it should be all talay b'chachma. He defines his Malkum Beis Avad as based in a gadol. So what would you say about that? Does that make sense? Right. Exactly. It could also be about stature. But if it's about, for the Rambam, the whole problem is they might make a mistake. If it's all about making a mistake, so I would think if I go to a better, more chachma, not necessarily, I don't need the base in a gadol, I could find a base din that's in between, perhaps.
The same way Sam Rashi, that Tamid HaChacham can be considered as something that's chashev, so Beit HaMelech would be something that's considered Tamid HaChacham.
Exactly. I would say the same thing for you. Either you could say, what Eitan I think was getting at, May the Rambam means Lav Dafka Beis Din HaGadol. That's the classic example of Mokum Avad. It's all about Chachma. But you're right, maybe a lesser Beis Din I could find, which has more Chachma than my city. I could go to West Hempstead, the Lach HaChamim there, if Kelim are there, I could go there. And I could get a Psak Din, which is greater than here, perhaps. Rambam just said, Beis Din HaGadol, but Lav Dafka Beis Din HaGadol. Or perhaps, like Meir is saying, no. If you're going to go to another Beis Din that's higher, you can't go just like a little notch higher, just a little over to West Hampton. You have to go to Yerushalayim. You have to go to Sanhedrin HaGadol. You have to go to the Beis Din HaGadol. A little chachma, a little change in chachma is not enough of a reason to go to a new place. You need the ultimate chachma to get the real answers. Yeah.
But Ram specifically says Shem HaShul Yito. So even if you're going to be going to a higher Beis Din, that might not be enough to get you out of the... I'm saying, I don't see how it could be Eitan's way.
Oh, I do. I mean,
a higher Beis Din wouldn't necessarily get you out of that chashash.
It would get me better. I'd be better off.
But it seems that, like, you're going to want to go to the base to the place where you have the least chance of Shemitah, whatever.
Why the least chance? I have a better chance. I still have a better chance than here. In Woodmere, they're not as great as in West Hempstead, for example.
I mean, would you say that Beis Havad, there's no chashash?
Beis Havad, no chashash? How do you define Beis Havad right now? Beis HaGadol?
Yeah.
So I guess always there's a question, whenever there's a psak, how much are we concerned with, like, is there a mistake? But nonetheless, there may be a mistake, but whatever they say goes, and we can't be concerned with mistakes? I'm not sure. There's a lot of sugyas about whether the Dayanim make certain mistakes. They make a mistake if they forgot a certain Mishnah or Gemara, things like that. So I guess we could probably safe to assume that based on a Gadol, there probably will be no mistakes. But even that's the case, I could still find a basin that's greater than the one locally and have less concern, and that might be a sufficient reason to go there. But the Rambam, you're learning like the Rambam, I think. The Rambam says Davka, like Meir wanted to say, Davka based in a Gadol. It's all about Chachma, but you can't just go to a little better Chachma, you need the ultimate Chachma of the based in HaGadol. So what comes out right now is we have a Machlokes Rishon, Rashi and Rambam. The reason why you could drag the other guy to Beis Havad, is it because you want to create this intimidation, or because you want to get a better psak? And these two questions may be dependent on also which type of Beis Din you could go to. Is it Dafka Beis Din HaGadol? Or is it even any other Makom Avad? Is it about a place of a Chachma? Now, there are a couple of Nafkaminas. Who is considered a Beis Din HaGadol nowadays? So, the Rambam, in the end of Perek Vav of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halachates, he writes, V'chein HaDin B'zman HaZeh. All these dinim about which Beis Din to go to, it all applies bizman hazeh. She'ein sham Beis Din HaGadol. We have no Beis Din HaGadol anymore. Aval yesh mekomos sheyesh behem chachamim gedolim, mumuchin l'rabim, u'mekomos sheyesh behem tamidim she'ein mekomosa. We have certain places where there are chachamim. It's all about chachma. Wise people to go to get answers from. And im amar ha'mava nelech l'mokom ploni, if the Malva says, let's go to that place where the Plonia Gadol and go there, we force the Lover to go to that place. Although it's not a Beis Din HaGadol anymore, it's still a place, what he calls again, Mekomos Sheyesh Behem Chachamim Gadolim. He defines this place as a place of Chachma. Now, if you look at the Rush, at the end of...
According to the second interpretation, you have to go to the Makom Avad, then why
doesn't
the din just fall away?
Because in each generation, the absolute answer is going to be decided by the greatest Chachamim, the greatest Gedol Hador. That becomes absolute. Although, you know, there's Bnei Yeridus Hadoros, but those Chachamim who exist now become the ultimate Halacha, the final. So just be ready, just listen carefully to the Lashon of Chachamim as opposed to the Lashon that Rush is going to use. The Rush at the end of Simon Mem Gimel. The Rush writes as follows. Ubizman hazeh, nowadays, mistaber shehachoshev shebedor nikra based in Agada. Choshev shebedor. V'chein haya omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would say the same thing. The greatest person would be appointed the Nasi. So it's a little deep. Take it or leave it. He says Choshev versus Chachma. Is there going to be a difference ever? Are you going to find a person who's Choshev who's not necessarily a Chacham or a Chacham who's not Choshev? Maybe. I can think of a Chacham who may not come across as so Choshev, may not be as put together and give this appearance of intimidation. And I could think of someone who is very intimidating and is very polished and might be a smart individual, but may not be the biggest gadol hador. So I think it's possible. It's a dik, take it or leave it. But the Rush focuses on the chashivas, which might be more about the intimidation factor. The Rambam Lashita also focuses more on the chachamim in terms of defining it based in hagadol in Bizman Hazeh.
I think is there a discrepancy between based on Gadol and based on Vaza, and when the Rosh is speaking about Chosh Shabador is based on Gadol, like until now, at least Rashi and Ran and all that was in reference to based on Vaza.
Say that again?
That this is, I mean, beforehand we were just talking about based on Vaza, now you're saying the Chosh Shabador is going to be based on Gadol. And like, I think even the Rush himself.
Well, we'll get to the Rush, what he says earlier. I jumped to the end right now. We'll get to...
Right.
We'll get back to the Rush, see what he says, and maybe we can put it together. We'll see if they make sense.
Alright.
Let's wait on that for a second. Now, in regards to the question of Zman Hazem, there's a Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam in Vav Tes, in Hilchas Sanhedrin. He quotes an Or Zeruah, which I think is quoted also by the Mordechai in our parak. And the Or Zeruah says as follows. The less lon hashta besavad... Kibbutz Tamidei Chachamim. Nowadays, there's no concept of a Beis Avad. Sheyisbayesh Mayhem. That will create this embarrassment to the Bali Dinim. Afa Pisha Bizman Rabbeinu Hayu Mekomos Ruyin Sheyakuf Mavas Alov. Even though at the times of Rabbeinu, or Zerua writes, there were such places. Nowadays, there's no place that could really create this intimidation factor. That's how the Or Zeruah paskens. And what would you say? So I can understand that. Nowadays, people, especially now, even more so, no one's scared of any authority. And intimidation would not, there's not a Musa Shmuz right now, but intimidation would not really help. Unfortunately, there's many cases nowadays where people go to Bati Dinim, whether cases of a getz or whatever it is, and the people don't really care and they do what they want. There's no sense of authority. So that's where the Or Zeruah paskens. But if you understood more like the Rambam, that's all about, what's the whole reason? It's all about Chachma. So what would you say about Bizman Hazeh? It's the Chachma. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. He says, Dvarv Tmum Beinai. Sheir Rabbeinu lo talab ha-davar be-beis havad. He doesn't make it dependent on a makom havad, a location. El be-mekomos sheish chacham gedolim. It's all dependent about Chachma. So even Bizman Hazeh, there's going to be an idea of Chachma, and you could get a better psak, and there's no concern of Tohem, so I can drag somebody else over to another Makom Havad. Yes, Jake?
If this entire thing is just about if the Malva can be Kofet Alova, that's the underarching yeah. Nafkamina to all these Nafkaminas.
Sounds right. But yeah. So I think this goes very well in terms of defining. First of all, Bizman Hazeh, what's a Makom Vad? Is it about Chachma, about Chashivas, and whether or not it's even effective? Or Zeruah says it's not effective because there's no Busha anymore, and the Kesef Mishnah says no, it is effective because it's all about Chachma. Okay, fine. Now, what about the question of, I don't remember how this works in so much, but the question of whether or not I didn't have a chance to look this over before Shir, but whether or not the Nitba, the guy who's being claimed from, is he allowed to say, let's go to the Beis Hagadol? Right, let's say the Lova in this case. The Lova says, let's go to the Beis Hagadol. You claim for me money. The Malva says, I want some money. Lova says, let's go to the Beis Hagadol. So who deals with this question? The Rush. What did the Rush say about this question? He said, as a Gemara, in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Beis Mem Beis. And the Gemara says there that even the Lova is able to force the Malva to go to Makom Avad. Here it sounds like the Lova cannot force him to go to the Makom Avad. But the Gemara Bava Kama says Lova can force him to go to the Makom Avad. So he gives a few answers. First he says, now over there in Gemara Bava Kama, it's where they're both being tovea from each other. Since they're both being tovea, there's no Malva, there's no Lova. They're both considered tovea, and they both have an equal claim where to go. So that's why we could listen to the Lova, because he's really a tovea also. Alternatively, he answers, yeah. Well, right now, the Rush just refers to it as the Makom Avad. He doesn't define a Makom Avad just yet. But he says, right now, Makom Avad, whatever it is. So, if a Lova is also a Tovea, he could also drag him to the Makom Avad. Secondly, the Rush answers, the only time we have this idea of a Malva versus Lova, that's only when we know for sure there's a Malva and a Lova. We know there actually was a loan once upon a time. That gives him a shame Malva, that gives him a shame Lova. But in certain instances, we don't know if there ever was a Malva. The guy could be creating this whole case up. He could be lying. So if we don't know a case ever existed, so then the Lova is no worse than the Malva. Whoever said there ever was a Malva, whoever says he is a Lova. In such a case where we don't know who's who, which role each person plays, so then we could also listen to the Lova, because he may not be a Lova, we could listen to him to go to the Makom Avad. And then the third answer he gives is that what Meir is getting at is there's a difference between the Beis and Hagadol versus Makom Avad. They're two different things. The Makom Avad, like Rashi says, is a kibbutz chachamim, just a gathering of where people, the chachamim, stay. And that's what the Gemara here. And then there's a Beis and Hagadol. So how does that help us? So he goes on to explain that the Nitva cannot force you to go to a Makom Avad, but he can force you to go to the Beis Din HaGadol. Right? The Argamara here calls the Beis Avad. So the Beis Avad, Astan Kibbutz Chachamim, that a Lova can force you to go to. But more Baba Kama is talking about Beis Din HaGadol. That's what Meir was getting at. Beis Din HaGadol, there I could force him to go to. Now all the other opinions here in the Tosfos Rush seems to not be Mechalik between a Beis Din HaGadol and the Makom Avad. The Lecha Mishnah points this out also. In other words, there's a machlokas. Can a Lova ever force you to go to Beis Din HaGadol or not? That's the basic question here. So what would you say? Does this connect to our issue at all? Yeah, how? You're hoping I'd finish your sentence?
There's a Rambam who says who uses Beis Din HaGadol, just doesn't differentiate between the two, says straight out that the Lova will not be able to win.
That's a good point. But let's talk Misvara for a second. Leaving the Rambam aside for a moment. Would there be room to say that a Lova should have the right to claim, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol or not?
Would there be room to say...
Forget the Rambam. You're right within the Rambam. You're correct. But let's forget the Rambam for a second. Let's just think. Misvara, should the Lova have a right, based on the logics we've mentioned, should he have the right to say, let's go to the Makom Avad, let's go to the Beis Din HaGadol? Yeah?
Maybe you can say, yes, it's different. In other words, when it comes to, I guess I have to understand the Busha aspect, but whatever, that's not necessarily purely for the sake of din, that's just like for the fact that he feels comfortable at a place that he wants to go, then we say that would not override the Malvez like superior status to the Lova. It's just that the Lova thinks that the Malvez being too whatever, so he wants to go, he wants to feel comfortable, whatever. But if it's something that's based on a goal that is more about, not about Busha, it's just more about din, then like maybe like with the Gemara, like we had in the Gemara, that our Chorvashib Asuria, like we give the Lova more power. So that's over here. But even though in general the Malva has a superior status to the Lova, nonetheless, when we're dealing with the fact that we need to get the correct din, then we'd be willing to change that or bend that relationship so the Lova would be able to force the Malva to go in that sense. If it's just a comfortability factor or something like that, then maybe we say he wouldn't be allowed to.
Right. So I think that to a certain extent you're correct. If it's all about, like the Rambam says, You have something to say, Jake?
Yeah, I think maybe opposite from Aaron.
Okay.
Because yeah, how Rashi, let's say, I guess the final case of Togi as Chavero, didn't necessarily attribute like Mava Lova to it. He just said the one who's Togi and the one who was be Matriach is Chavero. So in which case, that is a possibility that the Mava could be doing as Lova as well. So in which case, you could say there would be a tzad that the Lova would be doing inside. Busha.
Yeah, but the Gemara qualifies later on what we're talking about. Like Mustama and Rashi still going to keep that same Svara.
And the Prisha does discuss this Rashi, and the Rashi is on this case of Tokev. Is Rashi limiting it only to the case of Tokev when one guy is forcing the next guy? Or no, it just that happens to be the example of the Gemara. But any case, even when one guy isn't more aggressive than the other,
right,
they still might have the right to the Beis Avad. So I'm not sure exactly how it connects here. So let's just talk it out a little bit. If it's all about chachma, like the Rambam, and it's all about I want a greater psak. So I see no reason to think why the lova can't claim to go to the Beis Hanagadol. Lova is also a baal din here. He also wants a better psak din. Like Yoni was saying, the Akar Shabasuria. The Mava wants to go to Akar Shabasuria. Can't force me to go there. Okay, you have the upper hand, but this is ridiculous. So maybe in that case also, you can't force me to go to a very weak Beis din. Maybe Lova has the ability to go to the greatest Beis Din. I could see here such a svara. Now, if it's in terms of the Boshas aspect of things like Rashi, so then you have to start defining who you're trying to intimidate. So, like Jake was saying, well, if it's the Mala who's really attacking the Lova to pay me back my money, so if that's the case, then the Lova has the right to go to the Beis Din and Gadol also to... create this intimidation factor. So in the end, I'm not really sure if it fits or not. I really don't know. But just to keep that in mind, there seem to be two opinions whether there's a chilek between Beis Din HaGadol and Makom Havar. Fine, so that's really, I guess, finishes this sugya relating to this point here. Just quickly, again, the two Rashi, the Rambam, the two reasons why, that relates to how to define a Beis Din HaGadol b'zman hazeh. It relates to also whether it's about chachma or it's about chashivas. And then that's there's a lot more to talk about here. I'm not going to very nitty gritty in the Shulchan Aruch about various cases. So tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to go to the Shittas Chachamim. Why the Chachamim say that the two Dayanim have to pick the third Dayan? Right. The Remeir holds that the original Bayadinim together pick the third Dayan. The Chachamim Paskin, no, the two Dayanim who were chosen, they go ahead and pick the third Dayan. Why that is, the Gemara says, because this concept, Ein ha'edim chos menal shtar ela im kein yodim mi chosin imahim. You can't sign a shtar unless you know who else is signing with you. So too, you can't be a dai unless you know who else is going to be sitting with you. Interesting sugya. It should take us tomorrow morning, I think, and we'll finish it. All right.